Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, this is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? Okay. It's your girl, Big Mouth. J2, what are you doing over there?
Man, we just living a life.
Just trying to do it like we doing. You be having hot mics. What's up? How you doing, J2?
I'm doing good. How you doing, girl?
I'm alive. How about we put out this disclaimer real quick before we even start on anything today? How about that?
Okay. The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. These views and opinions are not the views or opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And that's what's up.
All right, J2, I hear ya.
Okay.
I ain't gonna go there. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio and
I'm just gonna
shout everybody out. I'm not gonna do it individual wise, but we shout out all the countries that listen to us. We are just so thankful that you all take the time to tune in and listen to our craziness, right, J2?
Of course, but I love doing each individual country. But you know what? That's what's up.
Well, I mean, you know, we can shout folks out. We'll shout out South Africa.
Finland.
UK. United States. Canada.
U.S. of A.
China. Who else was on our list? I just don't have that list in front of me, so I'm shouting out to everybody.
We got too many now that we can't even name them all.
Well, only because I don't have the whole list in front of me. So off the top of my head,
we love y'all.
We love you.
We love
so,
y'all.
So we're gonna open up the phone lines later on. What's the phone number, J2?
That's 563-999-3477. But just go ahead and call in right now if you want to just chime in with us and let us know how you feeling about the show, if you want to talk about whatever's going on. Once again, that's 563-999-3477. Go ahead and chime in and let us know how you feel about the show. And just go ahead and just chime in and just conversate with
us. Are you kind of begging right there a little bit? No, I'm just messing with you. Hey, we want to give a big ups to Be Original. It's a lifestyle in Dallas,
Texas.
It's
a lifestyle.
Hey, Bri. I know. I forgot. Be Original. It's a lifestyle. So, J2.
It's a lifestyle. Be Original. Y'all go get that.
What's been going on your way?
Oh man, it's just been hell and hot water. You know how it is.
Okay, so what's been happening?
You know what? In Dallas, man, it's just been a lot of things that's going on.
You know, we're
talking about the border. If we want to get into semantics, you know, we're talking about the border. We're talking about, you know, it's the you know, preliminaries of politics that's going on right now. I don't know who they gonna vote for. Are they gonna vote for who is it? Governor Abbott, or are you gonna go with Beto? I don't know which one they gonna go with. I don't know.
I saw there was a big old fire on what highway was that? It was over there in Oak Cliff. It was a big old fire on the road the other day. Wonder what happened.
Yeah, that was because of a diesel truck or something.
I have no idea.
Something happened. Yeah, man, it was a big deal.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? This week for me has been really busy. Like I told you last week, I got accepted to get on the testing list to qualify for a new kidney. And it seems like it's fast tracking. And so this week I had to meet up with the surgeon, the pre-op nurse, and the hobbity-doody nurse, and all these people for like 5 hours the other day. And that went really well. I like it at Loyola University. It's really nice over there. In Maywood, Illinois.
Okay.
So I'm just excited. Like I said, it can take up to 5 years to receive a kidney.
We're going to pray that it don't take up to that long.
Weird? I'm going to tell you something that's weird. So you have options. Like you can choose a living donor. Or you can have people who are deceased, you can get their things, but you can also get, which this is what blew my mind, they talk about you can get people that with hepatitis C and hepatitis B. I'm like, why in the hell would
stop right there.
Okay.
What are you talking about? With hepatitis?
Because there are so many people who are trying to get kidneys the legal way, not through harvesting, but the legal way. You can now get kidneys. Either your options. You can get a kidney from a live donor person, like, you know, a sister or brother or somebody that you know that you can mate with kidney-wise. Or you can get someone who was deceased, you know, where they fly the organ into the airplane or the airport or to the whatever to get it to you.
Transport it.
They also have the option now that you can, I forgot what they call it, but you can choose someone who was, they're probably deceased, who was infected with hepatitis C and hepatitis B, which I thought was really crazy.
That is not right. That is not right.
Well, no, and it made sense. I'm not opting for that, but I'm just saying it gets you a kidney quicker.
Come on.
They can treat those type of diseases, hepatitis C and hepatitis B now, so they don't throw those organs away like they used to.
That is not cool, though. Like, you need a healthy kidney, healthy lung,
That could take years.
And
because
then you need the same blood type, too.
That's the thing. Now, most people, the type of blood I have, come to find out,
okay,
I can donate to anybody. I can give, I can
you
donate.
You got blood type O?
I'm an O, but I can't take everybody's thing. You understand? I can help you,
okay.
Everybody, but everybody can't help me. So it's
right,
just crazy.
Right.
It's just crazy. But other than that, I'm really comfortable with this. I'm excited, and it's moving fast, and you know, all these doctor's appointments
it's
now.
It's gonna work out, because you know what? Because we praying for it. It's gonna work out. It's gonna work out, Big Mom.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm not, you know.
It's gonna work out.
Yeah,
it's
I am not. No, I'm not tripping at all. Not at all. I'm very, very, very positive with how things are going. You know. So, but it was just some things I had learned. I was like, dang. Like, I'm not diabetic. I'm not.
Okay.
But they
okay.
say that people who aren't, that doesn't mean that I'm going to get it, but people can become diabetic. Like, I could become.
Is that what you're saying?
Huh?
With the transplant, they could become diabetic?
Yeah, you could become a diabetic. So it's just really weird. It's things I'd never even thought of to think about until I heard them say certain things. I was like, huh? What world? You mean, why would I want to take a kidney from somebody with hepatitis? Or, you know, why would I mean?
Right.
And I asked the lady that. I said, does that mean the person could get infected with hepatitis? Why would anybody want to do that? I said, what is your rate on that? I really don't know right now. I said, you don't.
But you know what? So, we're going to rebuke that. We're going to rebuke that right now.
Good. So, but I'm positive. I think things are going to go well with this. You know, but unfortunately, my shout outs to Howard University, because I could not go to homecoming this weekend because I had to go to the meetings and stuff this week off with the doctors. So I had to postpone my trip. So I'm really disappointed about that.
Right.
So,
Your health is worth more than going to the Howard reunion. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, now I could have still went, because that was on Tuesday that I met with the doctors. And Wednesday, I had planned to fly out, but I had canceled it once they called me. I'm thinking it was that day, the same day, but I could have flew out. I could have flown out. So, all right, J2,
right.
I am going to, I don't know, maybe play some music real quick. It's just one of them days, you know what I'm saying? Just one of them days.
And you know what, it's one of them days where everybody's going to call me while I'm on the line, and they know we got the soul right
well,
now. Everybody's going to call me right now.
You should always put your phone on mute or in airplane mode, and that's why, that way calls will not get through.
I'm just saying, I'm not answering none of them.
I'm just saying that's what you need to do, because they're going to call, your phone is going to be vibrating, just turn it on airplane mode and let them go to your voicemail, and you listen to your messages after you finish.
Right.
Oh, my God. All right, so I'm about to go to some music. How about that?
Oh, okay. And that's what's up.
And that's what's up.
one step until you reach higher ground. Let nobody turn.
Keep on pressing on. Jacob Blake Sr. listening to That's What's Up on Blog Top Radio with Big Mouth and Jay Tizzle.
Welcome back, y'all, to That's What's Up.
All that is.
All right, J2, are you on airplane mode or are you on just not answering mode?
No, I'm on already mode.
You ain't hearing what I'm saying to you, my brother.
I am here in full effect.
Yeah, okay. So this morning, while I was having some coffee, I happened to turn on my TikTok, and I was greeted by this news that was live. And it was the prime minister, and I'm just sitting there listening to her. I'm thinking she's just addressing the people at Westminster.
Oh, God.
She ended up resigning. She just got the job. So the Conservative Party is, yes, she just, looks like in July. What is this, October? July, August, September, October. Ain't even 4 months. She resigned. So they all scrambling around trying to figure out who they're going to get to be the leader of their Conservative Party. So I wonder who's next, because they just got rid of, didn't they get rid of Boris Yeltsin or whatever his name is? Boris, whatever his name. The one that was having parties and stuff.
Boris.
You know the one that was having the secret parties during the COVID.
Mm.
At first they said they didn't, and then they had film showing that he did. So I don't know. It's just a whole big old mess. No matter where you look, Herschel Walker with his crazy self, and Warnock. What's his name down there in Georgia? I think it's the Senate race that they're running.
Right.
The two of them. Boy, that Herschel Walker is just
that Herschel Walker joins, man, is just totally crazy. That is totally crazy. That is totally crazy. Man, I just wish the best luck for that man.
He's just, to me, he's just as goofy as a Fruit Loops. Did you see when he took the badge out to show everybody that he had a badge from the law enforcement down there in Georgia, when all it is, it's not really anything, but if they need help, he can help. But it has to be really extreme. But he had to pull that badge out, and the lady was like, put that up.
Well,
it's a prop.
Since we're talking about sports and stuff like that, you know, the Astros are in the playoffs. Since we talking about sports, the Astros beat the Yankees in the first game of the series.
Oh, I wasn't talking about sports. I was talking about politics.
No, you were talking about Herschel Walker. Since you were talking about Herschel Walker, I was just going ahead and give you some real sports.
Right now. He's not
that's
sports
happening
anymore.
Right now. You know what happened?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what happened?
You are you acting like you on a bunch of Fruit Loops over there.
No, let me tell you what happened. You know what happened?
What happened?
Stopped the Elton John concert for the Astros series in the playoffs. They had to stop the Elton John concert for the Astros right now. They're playing the Yankees right now as we speak.
Okay. And
as
what is
we speak.
The series?
In Houston,
is it, how is it, 3-0, 2-0? What's the series like right now?
No, this is the first game. This is the first game, but it seems like the Astros are up. Also, because you know I'm about the sports. You know I'm going to be about the sports. Dallas Mavericks have come up to the most. You know what Mark Cuban has done? You know Mark Cuban. He's a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban has made more sales than almost than Jerry Jones with the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That'll work.
Oh, my God. And that, like, okay. Why? Because the Dallas Mavericks, the Dallas Cowboys are franchise companies. And they're making money, man. They're making money. You know, they got the best players. They got some of the best players in the league. And, you know, and it's just that time. It's just that time for Dallas to come up.
Okay, well, I'm all for the Mavs. And now that is one Dallas team I'm definitely behind on the Mavs. And sorry, don't get mad at me.
And he got his own tennis shoes too. I gotta get one of those.
I'm sorry, you have to get what? J2.
Luka.
You have to do what?
Luka, you don't know who Luka is? Dallas
no,
Mavericks,
I don't know who Luka
the
is.
Player of the Dallas Mavericks, man.
No,
the boy
you forget. Last year, I was in a coma, so I don't remember part of last year at all.
Roger
when
that.
I came
Roger
out of a coma.
So let me
I
just
said
educate.
Barack Obama
yeah.
was the president.
So let me just
so,
educate
bro.
You then.
I don't know Luka. Don't know Barack Obama is not the president, then I certainly don't know nothing about Labuka Huka Baruka. Who is Labuka?
that's really funny. That's really funny.
Well,
that's really funny.
Truth.
But you
and
know,
I'm, just,
my
I'm being
man,
honest.
Come on, man.
You have to explain who Labuka Huka is. Everybody does not know who Labuka is. Because everybody's not from Dallas, so explain more, expand on who he is.
Well, you know, if you know, I know you're not like a basketball, football fan, but well, let the people
you,
know
did
that
you, just
you
tell
know
me
everybody
that I,
knows.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Did you just tell me that I'm not a basketball person, a fan? Come on now.
Well, you know who Luka is, then, if you're not a basketball fan. You know who the top – I'm in
I
Dallas.
Don't know
who I know
Luka
you're in Chicago.
Is.
Who is
you,
the top player in Chicago?
Man, but now you know my background with the NBA. Come on now. I'm not spilling nothing. I ain't saying nothing, but you know what I'm saying, do you? So
right.
I don't know who Luka is because I was in a freaking coma. Who is Luka?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Who is
Luka is the top tier, the premier player of the Dallas Mavericks. Just like
and what position does he play?
Is with the Dallas Cowboys. So
that, I get
that's,
that.
That's who
but
he is.
What position does he play?
He played multiple positions.
And he's known for what? Height? What's he known for?
He's known
what
for
makes
making
him
points.
So supreme.
Point blank period. Winning games.
Hold on, J2. I'm going to cut you a commercial because I got somebody holding on the line. And then we
okay,
will
okay, I know
right.
we got a lot of callers. I know we got a lot of callers.
Yeah, we going on a commercial break. I'll be back. And that's what I'm going to you
and that's
are acting
what's
like
up.
Fruit Loops over there. And that's what's up.
I look fly, and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com, Dallas' own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. Fruit Loop, you over there,
Jason? That's what's up.
We got a caller on the line. I'm pulling in. I don't want them waiting too long, so I'm going to pull them in real quick and see who we chit-chatting to or chat with. Hello, caller. Welcome to That's What's Up. Who is this we're chatting
That's
with today?
Up.
Hello? Hello, caller?
This couldn't be. Am I the caller?
Yeah, you're the caller. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I thought I would get a grand introduction. C2 in the house.
Oh. Hi, C2.
I know who that is.
Hello, C2. What's going on, folks? Look, bro.
Hey, you know what's going on?
You've been incognito.
Yeah, well, transitioning, things going on, you know.
I got you. I got it. How you been, C2?
Real good, actually. And I got to let y'all know, if you don't know, Funk Stars Productions, it's on, baby. So just
put that in your memo. What's Funk Star Productions?
Funk Stars for Life,
Funk
baby.
Stars Productions. Funk Stars Productions is a production company based out of Dallas, Fort Worth area, down here in that's right. And Funk Stars Productions actually is a collaborative effort, and it's a whole team. So it's the best way I could explain it. It would be
what kind of
like
services
George
do you
Clinton.
Offer? What kind of services?
Services
do you offer?
Are. You need.
C2, go ahead and let them know what we do.
Okay. Well, let's say you need musical tracks. You need tracks. We got tracks. But let's say you need voiceovers. Got voiceovers. Let's say you need commercial production, or maybe you have a company out there and you need a way just to have a nice commercial so you can put it on these podcasts. You know, so they can run your little spot and do that little thing. So I'm able to do that as well here, Funk Stars Productions. That's what we do. So that's
listen. So people, if they're interested in that, how do they get in touch with you? Do you have a website? Do you have a phone number? How can they get in touch with you for that?
That's gonna be Funk Stars with a Z, FUNKSTARZ productions@gmail.com, or you could go to Instagram, same thing on Instagram, and DM us there, because we have an Instagram account on the Funk Stars with a Z production, and that would be the best way to get in contact with us. So.
Oh, all right. That'll work. That's what's up, y'all. Make sure y'all reach out.
That's what's up. And you know what? Let me go ahead and do a plug. You know, he made the beat for our introduction. So, you know, I'm just saying.
No, you're not just saying.
Right.
You guys go ahead and look at that. Say it again one more time so they can get to where you need to get to.
That's Funk Stars with a Z. Funk, FUNK, like funky shoes, star with a Z, productions@gmail.com or Instagram. And there you go. So. Thank you so much for the plug, folks. I appreciate y'all for that.
That's what's up. So I'm going to cut to a quick music break, C2, and you are more than welcome to stay with us if you'd like. So I will be right back. J2, that's what's up.
Yes, girl.
Okay, y'all.
I like the way you do that right turn. With the hips on your walk, don't let down your hair. I like the way you do that right turn. Make your lips when you talk, and that make me stir. I like the way you look in them pants, in your prime. The mama a quarter piece, she far from a dime. The type of girl that'll get you up and go make the grind. I'm thinking about snatching her up dirty, making the mind. Look at her hips, butt. Look at her legs, ain't she stacked? I so wouldn't mind hitting that from the back. I like it when I touch her cause she moan a little bit. Ain't sagging, so I can see her thong a little bit. I know you grown a little bit, 20 years old, you legal. Don't trip off my people, just hop in the regal. I swoop on her like an eagle, swoop down on the prey. I know you popular, but you gon' be famous today. I'm late. I like the way you do that right sir. Bring the hips when you walk and let down your hair. I like the way you do that right sir. Make your lips when you talk and that make me stir. I like the way you do that right sir. Bring the hips when you walk and let down your hair. I like the way you do that right sir. Make your lips when you talk and that make me stir. Make me stir. She be stopping in front and acting
business, look at her front and back. Man, she's so sad and she know that I want that. Her man, he's so whack. Girl, can I take no cat? Gave her 300 to strip, like buying a throwback. She stay in the club, like you'll be seen, she got it honest. In real life, girl, remind me of Pocahontas. She be at events, drop the press when she passed. All the high rolling cats wanna pay for that. Ain't no half steppin', deppin', rap with a nice weapon. Red drip, it's against the law for her to move them hips. If you ever seen it dirty, your mouth gon' drop. Worldwide boost, gotta tell you this all time. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Bring your hips when you walk and let down your hair, down your hair. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir, make me stir. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Bring your hips when you walk and let down your hair, down your hair. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir, make me stir. I like the way she doing that.
Come on.
Plus I like it when she bring it back.
Man.
She doing that.
Come on.
Plus I like it when she bring it back.
Say it.
Give me what you got for a poke chop. She threw it at me like I was a showstop. Working in a fatty girl, hold the top. Then she backed it up for me and let it drop. Make it hot, boing like a bunny. Girl, can I touch you where it's sunny? Her appearance will make you give us some money. She's a poster sports illustrated. Just like a picture perfect sight. When she pass, all the other girls hate it. But I like the way you do that right there, right there. Bring your hips when you walk and let down your hair, down your hair. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Make your lips when you're talking, that makes make me stir. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Make your hips when you walk and let down your hair, down your hair. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Make your lips when you talk and let make me stir, make me stir. I like that, I like that, I like that, I like that track talk. Ooh, 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 do what you do. I like that, I like that, I like that, I like that thing. Ooh, ooh.
Check this out. This is your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up.
What's up?
J2, C2.
What's up? That's
what it is.
Y'all still
what's
hanging
up?
In
that's
there with
up?
Me?
That's what's up.
So listen, y'all know Kanye has been a bit much lately. You know, with the Black Lives, I mean, the White Lives Matter shirt, the DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people.
Yeah.
Well,
this
week he's about to buy Parler, which is a social media platform. I guess, I don't know, since they kicked him off of Twitter and barred him on Instagram, he's going to be buying Parler.
Everything.
He's changed his name, though, legally, to Ye.
Well, yeah. Okay.
You know, how Muhammad Ali did his change with his name?
Right.
And he went off last night on Chris Cuomo that he gets to be called
Ye
now.
Okay.
I
just think I understand what Kanye doing. You know, maybe he got some things going on with his relationship.
We have to address him as Ye because that's his name now. Respectfully.
Ye.
Yeah, you could tell it was such a mania. It really was listening to him talk. I'm like, bless him. It's just sad, y'all. Remember how when Amy Winehouse was spiraling out of control?
That's where you just took the shoe right from under my foot.
Because that's exactly where I was going. I was like, really, honestly, it's alarming. Because
it is very alarming.
This is the kind of behavior that is,
right.
When things get like this, this is kind of like jumping out the window, you know, and he's, you know, sometimes you can be long before you're actually physically gone. You could already be gone and checked out of this world. And he's
actually
like,
Moses.
Yeah.
All the grandeur. You can hear the grandeur in his speech about himself and about what he's doing, and it's just really sad. And I hope and pray that nothing crazy happens, you know, or breakdown or anything. I hope and pray, you know, that maybe somebody can come in and rescue him. What's that girl that he was dating? I can't think of her name. Right, just a few months ago, she was good with him. You know, she kept him out of the public media eye.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
This is a case of pride goeth before the fall. So there's a lot of this is kind of one of those
calm
things.
Before
like,
the calm
really,
before the storm.
Yeah, and in this case, the storm before you're dead. Because see, I'm just saying, like, it's really kind of, you know, I don't make light of it, and I know he's been a punching bag for a lot of social media outlets and media in general. So I'm just not one to dogpile.
It's sad to watch it, you know, because you can see it.
Right.
Everybody, I don't mean to be funny, but Stevie Wonder can see it coming. You know what I mean?
You're right. Well, you don't mean to be funny.
I'm gonna say something else. That just because he's trying to, I don't know if he got a new album coming out. He got a new album coming out, or he got something new coming out. I think he's just getting some publicity about how he's coming out with his next album or something.
I would agree with that under his previous things, but when you mention certain communities, that's like hitting a red button in the entertainment
industry. There's no reason for him to be saying some of those things. You know what I mean?
And then I kind of also understand what's getting lost to what he has exposed, which is being overshadowed by the craziness, peer craziness around him. He exposed a lot of folks in the industry, and I don't mean other folks like them folks or others. I mean, he exposed like, I ain't going to even mention their names, but people in the industry that look like us. He's been going on and exposing all those guys, and I said, you know what? Now, that right there, don't write that off as crazy. He's making sense there.
Right.
It's just like it gets lost in the sauce of, you know, even amongst the crazy man,
like,
they can have a moment of clarity.
Mania, what do you call it? Even
amongst the mania, there's still a grain of truth to something he's saying. He's not just totally
crazy.
I get that. But the part that saddens me is that you can see that there is an issue. There's something there. Something is wrong. I can't say what it is. I don't know, but you can see it. You see it. And that's sad.
It definitely, I mean, I've heard the theory, which it's hard to kind of get away from the, once you deal with the Kardashians, you kind of, so I've heard that kind of thing. I will say this. When you make a conscious effort to get with the type of woman you deal with, it will make you or break you, and that is still a decision by him. So I do not put that in blame.
It's a whole different issue.
Travis Scott just settled on his first lawsuit from that negligent stuff with Astroworld, remember that?
Right.
So,
did
you notice, and have you noticed, that the Kardashians have not said a word about that with him? They haven't said that they're sorry to the families.
No, not at all.
None of that.
Not at all.
They,
not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
He still brought up a big issue. That's a big issue.
No, not at all. And then that's why I say, so ultimately I would say yes. I think there, of course, I think, like you said, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles could hop out the grave and say, hey, you got the right one, baby. Because there's a lot of evil clouds around some of these folks. But
it takes
something for you to decide consciously to even deal with that energy. Why would you even sign up for that? So there's something part of you that was really lost or something, because anybody in their right mind, I don't think, or, you know, not in their right mind,
Chloe's husband, the basketball guy that Chloe was with that overdosed at the Bronx.
Lamar Odom. He's trying to get
back with the family, because I guess he's trying to get on the good foot so he can be on, you know, recognized and just be out there to be able to make money. I don't know.
Let me ask y'all, is this a money ploy, or is this something that like everybody is trying to just jump on the bandwagon?
What did you say?
Almost kind of
the bandwagon of trying to make some money. You know, you do the sex tape, you do your sex change and all that kind of stuff. Are you jumping on the bandwagon, or is this really who you are?
Well, at this point, he's just jumping on the bandwagon.
You're asking if he was jumping on the bandwagon, if that's who he really is. I would have to say it's hard for me to marry and be with a woman and have kids with her, and I'm just bandwagoning it. I mean, kind of sold out to a point. Like, you must actually believe in something. Like, you know what I mean? Because the way he's acted since then, and appropriately so, can we mention this? I think Kanye hasn't been
talking about entertainment purposes only.
I just think a lot of people have just bashed him whenever she's going and doing this stuff with her kids and this man. It's all, I'm like, you know what, that is kind of like, why isn't there a movement on like that? That's wrong. Like, you should never do anybody like that. So, I mean, him being publicly shamed by his own that right there, I just really don't think that's ever warranted. And I just think that would drive most people crazy, because most dudes don't even have a high-profile life, and they go crazy when their wife don't even come home all the time. Where was you at? Baby, I told you.
Okay.
I was just stop by the store. Oh, okay, because I'm going nuts. Now, what would happen if or if she did something, little foul something, but y'all worked it out in private and the whole world wasn't in your business? I think anybody would go insane, like, if that was going on and there was a meme about them in their relationship and in their kids and then who, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
So, yep. And that's it.
Well, speaking
I'm
of
like,
one who flew over the cuckoo's nest, I hate to say that. I'm sorry, Lord. I didn't mean to be mean like that, but... Wendy Williams, she got out the wellness center, so they say she's doing well, and all I can say is I wish you well, Miss Wendy Williams, and
we're not gonna talk about Wendy, because you know who I want to talk about. Donald Trump. Is he going to go to court or not? Is he gonna actually go to court? Is he gonna actually show up? Donald Trump.
Is he actually gonna
go to court?
I'm just sick of it because had it been somebody else, had it been your average
had it
been whoever, they would have went and arrested him a long time ago, and they would have went, you know what I'm saying?
This man
delay, and you know he was wrong.
I mean,
you know he's wrong.
No, they subpoenaed him. He needs to go to court.
But you asked me
Look,
about him
one
going
of
to court.
We,
hey, here's
you would
the,
have,
no,
hey,
no,
you
I,
have to go to court.
I wasn't going to go with that. I was saying, but just think of what happened at the Capitol. Okay? So tell me then why I'm not surprised that he ain't going no court. Court for what?
No, he should be in jail. That's what I was saying.
No. I'm saying think about what happened at the Capitol. Now, if he got back up and people willing to do that kind of thing, do you think he's really worried? He ain't worried.
No.
He has no reason to worry. He has no reason to worry.
I mean,
there's no reason to worry. These people are willing to act.
They're never going to arrest me because America can't handle that. He's right about that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
That was evident on January 6th. How they reacted.
Right.
So if he gets arrested,
man, do you really want to see that? I'm talking about America. I'm talking about just general Americans. Do they the ones that thought it was bad? I was like, let him get arrested and see what happens. That's all I got to say because we're here
right.
in Texas.
Exactly.
I got a pulse on these folks.
You know what? He thinks he's more powerful than the government.
No, he's got that. He doesn't worry about the government because he has people. People always are the root of your government, not government officials. Because government officials are always at the behest of the people. They're always at the behest of the people, and that's one thing he did. You got to give him genius for that. He trumped going through all the bureaucracy.
He got right to the grassroots.
He respects the grassroots. He at least gives... Yes, exactly, a grifter. And, you know, just like a jackleg preacher back in the day. Come on.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to pry their congregation away from them. You better not say nothing bad about their pastor. Please.
Okay.
They don't want to hear that.
They don't want to hear that.
Evil. Right?
All
right,
gentlemen, it's time for a commercial break, and we'll be right back. And that's what's up. Uh-oh, now I don't went too far.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Yeah. This podcast is brought to you by iCandy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. iCandy Hair Studio. Destiny Shaw. And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and Jake Too.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's Big Mouth. Jake, what
you expect this in, J2? Yeah, C2 on the line, baby. Dallas, Texas representing. Look, we just want to let them know that Funkstar Productions, man, if y'all need something that y'all need done as far as production or whatever it is, man, come on, man. We got it.
Even the podcast, if you need production for your podcast, you need that. Music beds and sound effects and other things of this nature, post-production, sure.
Oh, really now?
Yeah.
Don't get me started now.
Come on, girl.
Don't get me started.
We got a lot of work to do. We just get started. Remember, it's technical difficulties.
Who's having difficulties?
No, I said technical difficulties. We're gonna get this together.
J2, it's simple. It's simple. If you have it, I'm having a hot flash, y'all. And I think my baked potato is ready. Hot potato, two potato, three potato, four.
You got a baked potato? What you got, girl?
I'm a baked potato and I'm having a steak. I'm putting the steak in the broiler.
Okay, well, what you doing? You doing a double bake or you doing a twice bake like you
no,
did the last time?
No, it's just a regular baked potato this time. It's just
a regular
baked
potato. Not twice baked.
Twice baked this time. So it's going to be good. I can't wait to eat my steak.
Okay.
It's T-bone steak.
I need to be in Chicago with you right now.
A T-bone?
No, you don't. No cobs, as we say out here. No cobs. No cobs. That means you can't have none. When we was little, the kids would say no cobs so that you wouldn't ask them for anything. So no cobs.
Yeah. Okay. My question since you're Chi-Town, are you from there originally? Is that your hometown?
Yeah, it is. Born and raised.
Because a lot of people from Chi-Town, I got a lot of folks in Memphis, and it just seems like a lot of y'all just be like, y'all still from Mississippi to me. Y'all be like from Mississippi, Memphis, like y'all got folks
no.
down there.
My ancestry is Virginia.
I got the answer.
Virginia,
we all gonna talk over each other because I got something to say.
No, I'm just saying, as far as people here, for me, my lineage comes from the East Coast, Virginia, D.C., Philadelphia. So all my father's side is up from that way.
Okay.
Now my mother's side, they are all from the Georgia area.
Georgia.
But most my lineage is from the East Coast or the Southeast.
Okay. Well, I'm a guitar player and I study like Chicago blues.
And I live in what you call the North Shore. That's kind of like the Gold Coast.
Okay.
So you
are the North Shore. I can dig it.
Okay,
say it again,
North
J2. Say it again, J2.
The North Shore, but look. But you know about the Underground Railroad from the north to the south. We talking about, we going way back.
About the Underground Railroad?
Well, what you know about that?
Since you brought it up.
That's why we got the north to south, the connection. That's why we got the connection.
The migration of black folks during industrialization after World War II, a lot of black folks moved up there towards Chicago and Detroit and started moving up there. So that's why you got that. The Chicago blues sound. My favorite blues guitarist, all of them play Chicago at some point. Chicago is where you went to. Whew, no joke, Chicago.
You know what y'all speaking of which, Patti LaBelle is going to have a movie this December, a holiday movie. So that'll be on the, I think it's on Peacock. So be looking for that.
Patti LaBelle. Oh, okay. Don't talk about movies because I got a movie. Y'all at.
And Michelle Obama's got a book coming out, too.
Oh, Michelle Obama got a book coming out?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
What?
The queen is here.
Well, everybody go ahead and get that Michelle Obama book. And I didn't see, but did you check out Woman King? Anybody? No? Yes?
Did we what?
That movie.
Let me go ahead and plug in.
Yeah.
Y'all
no,
need to,
I
y'all need to go
yet.
To the
I
battleground. Y'all need to look
that
at
movie.
The battleground.
That
y'all
movie.
Need to look at the battleground. It's called.
What's that
song,
about,
J2?
What's it about, J2?
It's about just somebody that's in the industry that's trying to get into the industry, and it's kind of a spiritual. Plus, you know, just people trying to get in the industry. So it's a good movie. So look up the battleground. Look up the battleground. Y'all,
what's it on?
Y'all, y'all can get it on
what's
Peacock.
It on?
Y'all can get it on Amazon Prime. Y'all go on look it up. Look it up. Look it up.
Well, who's in it? Have you seen it?
Yes,
have
I'm
you
in
seen
it.
It?
I'm in it.
Boy, you know what?
Okay, well, if we're going to be on movies,
so
I'll tell y'all, has anybody seen, did you see Halloween Ends? If you did, did you? No?
Don't talk about the new Halloween. Don't talk about the new Halloween.
I'm not a moviegoer.
Wait a minute.
I don't watch movies. I don't go to movie theaters anymore.
I don't go to movie theaters either. I just, you know, I watch it in other ways that I won't mention.
Right, right.
I do watch it. And I'll tell you what, it needs to end. Don't watch that. I was like, you see, I'm glad I didn't go spend my money.
Wait. What would you give the ratings for the new Halloween end? What would you give the ratings?
I would give it. Out of 1 out of 5 stars, I would give it.
No, yes, 1 out of 5.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that's sad that it ended like that and it wasn't like.
You saw it already, Bimel?
No, I've seen pieces of it. Promos.
You didn't
it.
See the whole movie?
No, I did not see the whole. I don't watch. First of all, you know I don't really watch TV and stuff. And. So
right.
I'm not going to be able to watch movies on Prime and all that. I don't watch TV. But,
right.
You know,
I'm a movie buff. I'm a movie buff.
I'm not really a movie buff myself, but that was one of those old franchises I remember from when I was. So I was like, it ends.
It's almost Halloween. So, you know, they're playing all the Halloween joints.
But generally, once I watch it reminds me of. Why I always exclusively usually just watch documentaries and things like that. I like to
that you like me.
I like
that. I don't really watch TV.
Fiction. A lot of fiction. I really like, I'm more into like, you know, being able to control my programming. I don't want to like sit through a commercial for a product.
Right.
I know they're subconsciously making me want to go get it. Why would I? There and subject myself to that programming. So, I got you. So, that's what I said. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you guys Marvel Comics advocates? Because that new She-Hulk, have y'all seen the new She-Hulk?
No.
No. I'm not.
Y'all haven't seen the new She-Hulk?
Oh,
my
God. I do
not
understand.
Oh, my God.
No.
Not really.
Look, I'm going to give the new She-Hulk a 10. The new
Why?
She-Hulk?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Y'all got to watch
Why?
The new She-Hulk.
We have to? That's what I want to know. Why happened?
Oh, my God. The new She-Hulk is like...
You going to give me back that hour and a half or 2 hours of my life if I don't like it? Because, see, that's the problem I'm going to have. I'm be like,
no,
hey, man.
I'm just I'm the thing about the She-Hulk is the cinematography. I'm talking about how they produced it. It's like a great... I don't like watching series. I don't. I don't like watching series. But the new She-Hulk, oh, my God.
What do you mean
they just had a good platform.
They just had a good platform, man.
I'm telling you. The new She-Hulk is on Pizzle.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a series.
Oh,
okay. It's not a movie. It's a series.
The new She-Hulk, man. Big Mouth. You will love it. I promise you.
Okay, so what's that on? Hulu, whatever.
That's on Amazon Prime. That's on Disney. That's on Peacock. I believe it's on Tubi, but that new She-Hulk. Man, y'all need to watch that. You guys will laugh your ass off. It's a great platform.
Well, on that note, it's time for some music, y'all. I'll be right back. That's what's up.
I know it. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horst and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. That's what's up. So, J2,
that's what's up.
J2, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So, normally around this time, C2, we kind of say a few positive words to the people. And J2, are you ready to tell folks anything positive?
Of course, you know I'm always positive. We are family, and you know it takes a village to raise a child. So with that being said, we talking about the younger people that's trying to do the things that we're trying to do right now. You know, like we're doing right now. So I just want to let them know that, like, look, whatever dream that you have, you can do it. You can go and do that. You are the next. You are the next. What is it called? Ricky Smiley. You are the next. Michael Jordan. You are the next. What was his name? Is there somebody that I'm looking up? But anyway, you are the next people. You are the next ones that are coming up in life. Just keep going. Just keep going.
All right.
Just keep going. You can do it.
What about
you are the next scientist.
Sorry.
You are the next person that's going into space. You are the next. You are the next. Person that's going to be the next general. You are the next senator. You are the next. You are the next new person that'll bring about the new generation of life. Keep going. Keep going. Because
okay.
You are that.
Okay.
All right. And C2.
You are that.
Would you like to, you know, add some positive affirmations on there? Or?
Oh, yes. It goes like this. As simple as this. To all those that within the sound of my voice, most people and everybody is, we're always looking for a blessing, but be a part of those that looks to be a blessing. There we go.
Okay. All right. Well, I just want to, oh no. Well, I was about to sign out soon, but we just got another caller, folks. So I will pull this person in and
come on. Let's pull it up.
All right. Hold on, y'all. What's up? Welcome.
Hey, y'all, what's going on? Y'all hear me?
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear
ma'am.
Me?
I can hear you.
We can
you
hear
me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well. How you doing, man? This T-High, man. I'm calling in to you guys, man. What's
hey.
Up, Jason?
Oh,
Big Mom, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Hey!
What up?
T-High.
What y'all got going down, man, I'm on my way to Houston, man. I was asleep, man, and I looked up. I said, man, the show almost over, man. Let me get my call in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling
okay.
from the car. I'm calling from the whip. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Calling from that Mercedes. Yeah, I just, that's Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm calling from Mercedes
Let me go ahead and give you some history about T.I. T.I. did a lot of things with a lot of people. Man, that's a brother from another mother. Man, T.I., let's go ahead and give him a little bit about what you do.
T.I., can you introduce what you got going on and let the folks know?
First of all, I want to give a shout-out to the host, Big Mav, J-Dub. And is that two on there? Two, is that you?
That's two. That's me.
That's
okay, okay, okay. Much love to y'all. Much love to y'all. You know, the whole world that's listening, man. Well, J-Dub know because that boy put me in the game, so I got to show love to my boy J-Dub. You know what I'm saying? Josh, for those who don't know who J-Dub is. You know what I'm saying? Well, first of all, you know, I'm a... Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, what see how I do? I'm a producer, filmmaker. That's what I do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm an independent filmmaker. Okay, well, one of the movies I just put out is called Battlegrounds. It's about, you know, a good versus evil tale, young rapper in the game trying to make it, but he makes a deal with the devil. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, y'all just got to go watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Tubi TV. Y'all go check that out for your boy. You feel me? Kimmy Phil in the house.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You feel me? And, like
real
I say, my roots is in music.
There.
Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Big Mouth,
okay.
Big Mouth is the moderator.
You ain't got a yell, nigga. You ain't got a yes, brother.
Okay, okay. Well, let me comment. It feels like I got a yes because I can barely hear y'all in the wheel.
I know you're fine.
Hold on.
Well,
let me
get you the call back again next week, maybe, so we can talk to you more about your movies and what's going on with you. How about that?
Okay, that's a plan then. That's a plan.
That's the plan.
We gonna do
you
that.
Be careful driving to Houston.
Let them know what you're about right now.
Let them know. Oh, well, you know, done many things over the years. You know, produced a lot of artists from. Hey, my music name is Benny Siegel, Carl Thomas,
yep.
Slim
mm-hmm.
Thug,
Darrow.
He
was in the studio with Scarface. He was in the studio with Scarface one time too. I remember that, by the way, because I know.
Oh yeah, with Face. Hey, I used to work at Rap-A-Lot when I first started music. I worked at Dope House with South Park Mexican. Those are my roots. You know what I'm saying? Those
See?
Are all my guys.
You,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Jay Prince, his son. You know, Jazz Prince, the one that discovered Drake. Hey, I'm the one that put him on game. He used to spend, when he was 16, he used to spend days, his dad used to just drop him out over at our house just to listen to music and get game. You know what I'm saying? So
well,
I got deep stories like that. I got stories like that all day. You know what I'm saying? When I come back, we can get into that when I come back.
We really, really, really have to get you on because I want to hear more about your history, your story, because it sounds like it's a nice story I want to hear.
Yeah, Big Mouth, it's interesting. I got some stories to tell, no doubt.
Yep, yep,
no doubt.
Well, all right. Thank you for calling in. And then I'll have JT follow
boy.
Up with you, all right?
No
you
doubt,
be careful,
Big Mouth. I appreciate you having me on, y'all. I'm going slow. I'm going to slow lane sip it. You feel me?
Okay.
Just water.
All right.
For those youngsters, listen, just water.
Be safe out there.
I got you. I'll talk to you next week then, man.
Yeah.
No doubt.
We're going to have a special show for you, T-Ha. We're going to have a special show for you.
No doubt. I'm ready, baby. Put your bar on. You feel me?
Yeah. We're going to have a special show for you.
No doubt. You already know, Jay. You know how we do it.
Yeah, sir.
Okay. All right.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Be safe.
Peace.
Well, y'all, I think this was a nice show today. J2, I guess you are right over there. You was a little loopy doopy doopy doopy.
You know I'm all right over here, baby.
But y'all
this
know, like the
right
farmer
here.
Said.
But ain't that right, C2? This family right here.
Okay. And C2, thank you so much for joining us. We would love for you to come back.
Yes.
Hello?
It was a joy to be a part of the, just to be a part of That's What's Up. And That's What's Up.
We would love to have you back.
And that's what's
so
up.
Like the farmer said to the potato,
up.
Y'all, which I'm getting ready to go do, plant you now and dig you later. And that's what's up, right, J2?
Wait a minute. Come on now. You got to do it like you do it now.
I'm doing what? That's what's up?
How you say it?
You got to end it right. You kind of do.
You got to end it right.
And that's
like
what's
you
up.
Said.
I'm waiting on you. I'm trying to hesitate and say it so we can say it together. Are you ready?
No, you said how you said you can plant the potatoes now.
I said said that.
Three,
like the farmer said to
two,
the potato, plant you now.
Three.
Dig
two,
you later. How about
dig
that?
Dig you later.
That day two. Let me go. I'm ready to eat. I'm having a hot flash. Love y'all.
Love you too now.
That's what's up. Smooches, y'all. I love you.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.